The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Anita! On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi.
What a day. You know, it's one of those, like, shows where sometimes you're just like, I don't know what to say. You know, obviously there is a lot of pain and a lot of emotion that is happening. And the eyes of the world right now are kind of on Louisville, Kentucky. And yeah, you know, we're part of this city. We're part of this community. You know, we want to be a part of its progress and its healing and its moving forward. And we want to help. And yeah, I mean, it just looking at, like, I feel like, you know, today going to be like a little mix of stuff. You know, obviously we need to have some feel good stories. So we'll do that. We'll do some of the stuff that, you know, you've come to expect and that, you know, is familiar and is a little lighthearted stupidity that you understand and come to expect from the show after so many years, like your Throwback Thursday. And we'll do that. About 8:30, we'll do your free therapy, which, you know, we kind of said we may need the censor beep for, but I think you'll figure out why. I think Jason Derulo wrote a song about it.
Okay.
How are you doing, though?
I'm just praying for the city. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, like I said, it's a weird time. There is a lot of emotion, you know, regardless of your feeling on the verdict of the Attorney General's grand jury investigation, the announcement. But, you know, I mean, it's just a weird vibe in the city. And
it's been a weird vibe in the city for a long time.
And yeah, I mean, I hope that, and I believe in this city, and I think that, you know, we can move forward. And I do think that there are, you know, to use the analogy of you know, the forest fire burning, there can be new growth. I think that's kind of similar to what's happening here in this city, where, you know, things are happening and there are emotions. You know, I don't ever want to see violent protests. I understand there's emotions and there are ways to deal with that. You know, I don't think violence is ever the answer.
It's not.
I understand there's pain and there's hurt. I do. You know, we as a city kind of need to rally and come together and do what we do best. And I'd like to hear, you know, what your thoughts are, too. You can feel free to text us at any time during the show. I mean, we're here for you. Kelly and I, we're part of the city. We, you know, live in Louisville. We're not an outsider looking in, commenting on what they see on the news. We're living it. And so we're here with you. And we want to know how you're feeling. Feel free to text us at any time at 502-571-9970. And yeah, I mean, it'll be a process. I was thinking about, you know, kind of how we were preparing for this. My daughters were kind of asking me why, you know, all these buildings were being boarded up and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of like when there's a hurricane off the coast and it's, you know, like a category 4 or 5. I mean, it's a serious hurricane off the coast. And, you know, you don't know when it hits land whether it's still going to be a category 5 or whether it's going to get downgraded to a category 2 or tropical storm or whatnot. And so, you know, as a city, you know, if you are in its path, you prepare for that. You know, you get boards up and you prepare for that sort of arrival. And so I don't know what if the analogy is that the verdict of the Breonna Taylor case is the hurricane, I don't know yet what category it is when it hit land. So, you know, I think we're still all trying to figure that out and try to work through these emotions. So, again, I don't like to see violence. I don't think violence is ever the answer. I'm a peaceful guy. I'd rather talk than use fists.
The talking needs to start. The violence needs to stop. And that's my thought.
And we'll move forward by talking, by making words heard, by listening, not just talking. We need to be listening too. I think that's important because I think too many times people talk and they just wait for the other person to be quiet so they can talk. You know, I think listening is very important in this moment. Like I said, we're still going to do some stuff that you know and are familiar with. It's going to be a balance of things here on the show because it is just a it is one of those days. And Kelly and I are, we like to say we're trained professionals, but we're also human beings. And so, you know, we try to be the emotion and reflect the emotion of the city and help the city heal. And that's what we're going to try to do. So, yeah, coming up, your feel-good story on the way next here on 99.7 DJX.
If the world was ending, you come over right.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. We are live here. Me from the studios downtown, Kelly from her home studio. That's kind of been the setup here the past several months, and it continues there on 99.7 DJX. So just kind of keeping you updated. By the way, if you do need to conduct business in the Central Business District here downtown, 2nd and Jefferson, 9th and Chestnut, 8th and Market, and 7th and Broadway are your entry points into the city. And I will say, I did have trouble getting through the checkpoint this morning at 2nd and Jefferson, so I had to go around to Broadway and get in. So just know that, give yourself a little extra time if you are needing to come in to downtown for work and business. Kelly, I think it's time we do a feel-good. You think that's good?
Yep.
All right. We do these every single hour because sometimes you just need to smile and you need your heart to smile. And that's what the whole reason we do this segment is.
So we should probably have a 96-year-old bowler.
We probably should have a 96-year-old bowler.
Her name's Sarah Lyons of Pennsylvania. She just bowled a no-tap 300, knocking down 9 or more pins with every ball.
Hang on. What is, do you, you're more knowledgeable about bowling than I am. What is a no-tap
300? I just have beginner's luck every single time.
I was going to say, you bowl so well whenever we bowl together. Like,
because I rarely bowl, so I have beginner's luck every single time. Doesn't make me an expert.
It just makes
me lucky.
I just thought you knew about bowling because you're so good.
Nope, I'm not. I've never been on a tour.
Well, then you suck. Like I hate that you have this natural talent then, because I'm lucky to bowl even 100.
Yeah, and I also know when to quit. It's like I bowl like a game or two, and then I tap out because I know fatigue sets in.
Fatigue's in your arm. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. All right. So
96-year-old Sarah Lyons, I mean, she is still she's a baller. She's a bowler baller.
A bowler baller shot caller.
I've been bowling since I was 27 years old, and that's a lot of bowling.
Of course it is. I love that.
That's a lot of bowling.
It is.
All right. So she bowled a perfect... So 300's a perfect score, right?
Yeah.
You can't get higher than 300?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Unless they throw you some extra pins.
I turn to you as the bowling expert on the show.
Again, not a bowling expert.
Well, I'm using you as the bowling expert.
Which, listen, that's not all that Sarah does, though. We need to mention she belongs to 2 card clubs, jogged for 7 years... and worked with Meals on Wheels for 15 years. So she's well-rounded.
Wow. Okay.
She's got a positive outlook. Her focus on family keeps her going.
All right. There
Sarah
you go.
Sarah the bowler at 96.
96-year-old Sarah the bowler. Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's your feel-good. Are we going to see Sarah the bowler?
Of course. We'll tweet it out.
All right. Twitter, if you got it. Give us a follow at Ben and Kelly Show, and you'll be able to see Sarah the Bowler. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. I don't know if you're like me and you need to hear the singer Pink's kids sing about horse poop, but maybe I do. It's 99.7 DJX.
What's the song called?
It's called Hidden Nuggets.
Hidden Nuggets.
Hidden Nuggets?
Hidden Nuggets. Because
I thought it was Hey There Nuggets.
No,
it's Hidden Nuggets.
Hidden Nuggets. They have horse stalls and horses, and they go through the hay, and they find hidden nuggets, so they had to write a song about
it. So Willow and I got 2 horses, and every morning we muck stalls. And Mama wrote a song, huh? Since I'm a country singer now. I wrote a new ditty. Should we sing it? Hidden Nuggets!
Hidden Nuggets!
Oh my god!
I think it's fun to understand that hidden nuggets means horse poop.
That is fantastic. Do they ever like identify that?
The song? Good question.
In the sand while we ride.
Now it's coming.
While we ride to a distant land. While we ride to a distant land. Hidden nuggets.
The harmonies are on point.
Yeah, so that's Pink and her two kids improvising a song about cleaning out the horse stalls and finding hidden nuggets, a.k.a. horse poop. So.
You know, I think every parent has gone on a search for hidden nuggets from their children around the house.
Yeah, you get that smell.
Ever had that happen?
Yeah, you get that smell and you're like, man, something happened.
There's a hidden nugget around here somewhere.
Who's hiding it and where'd you hide it?
Rolled out of a diaper or something.
Something.
Yeah.
Setting the bar. These are stories that help set the bar for your day very low. We try to give you these examples of what not to do. To Florida we go, where if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing cat barf from a vet. Oh, sorry. No, that's blood. I read it as barf. No. That makes it a completely different story.
It's a different story.
Sorry, I messed that up. Stealing cat blood from a vet clinic, you're doing okay. And which, why do you want to do that in the first place?
I don't know. And I don't know if I prefer it to be barf now or not.
Either way, it's bad.
Yeah.
They're still looking for the guy in Florida who was caught on surveillance video. They're in a vet clinic. Touching, inspecting a blood box, leaving the area. See, if it would read different if it was a barf box, and then I have questions.
Right.
About 20 minutes later, apparently, he walked up and took the box. Box contained about 4 vials of the cat blood and worth about $600. So cops are still looking for the guy. Again, what are you going to do with that?
Not sure. Yeah, I don't have a lot of experience with that. So.
I mean, I have 4 cats.
Yeah, you're the expert. You're the cat expert.
If
what would one do with that?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I read it first as cat barf. I don't know what you would do with that either.
Okay. So there's no, like, healing properties that you've heard of?
Yeah, it's not like a unicorn's blood.
Okay.
Right?
Just asking.
The mythical unicorn whose blood heals all. The cat blood, I don't think, has those type of qualities.
Okay.
So again, Florida.
Yeah, I haven't read anything either, and I have zero experience, less than zero experience with cats.
Yeah. So Florida making the show, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing cat blood, not cat barf, but equally as bad from a vet clinic, you're doing okay.
This story kind of makes me want to barf.
Yeah, that's
a little bit.
It feels like on a day like today, feel-good stories are needed. So Kelly K rolling in.
Rescuers used beef jerky as a part of their efforts to save a dog that was trapped in a sinkhole in North Carolina.
Dang.
So a group of mountain bikers.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they stopped to take a rest on Sinkhole Trail in North Carolina. They came across a dog, and the dog apparently had been trapped for days.
Hang on. The trail is called Sinkhole Trail?
Apparently, yes. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's appropriately named.
Wouldn't that be a warning? I mean, I know dogs can't read.
The dog can't read the sign.
You're right.
The bikers called emergency services. One rescuer rappelled into the sinkhole and was able to win the dog over with some beef jerky.
And it worked?
It worked. They got a harness, slowly raised him out to the surface. The dog was unharmed, just hungry and thirsty, taken to animal services for a medical exam, and they're trying to locate the owners. The dog could be put up for adoption if they end up not being able to find anyone that it belongs to.
Wow. So a dog that got rescued, and then you saw the story of the 2 goats that had to be rescued off of the bridge over a huge, like, gorge. So,
yeah, crazy.
Like, all sorts of animal rescues happening. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Beef jerky, though.
You know, honestly, same.
Yeah.
I'd come out of a hole for beef jerky.
Oh, yeah. We'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. We do these every hour. Just put a smile in your heart there on 99.7 Jack. Still to come, free therapy this hour. I can't dirty talk. Okay. All right, so coming up here in just a few minutes, it's free therapy. And I'm just going to say, Kevin allowed us to call him on a message he sent us on Facebook.
Recently, she asked me to spice things up by talking dirty to her in the bedroom.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable again. This is just so awkward.
What? Sometimes I wonder why people come to us for this.
Why do they trust us?
And,
why?
And other times, I am so happy that they do.
Okay.
So, hang out. Because free therapy next. Whoa. And again, we reiterate, this is free therapy.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey. So thank you for allowing us to contact you. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Sure. Okay. So, you know, I always thought that my wife enjoyed our bedroom life.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
But recently she asked me to spice things up by talking dirty to her in the bedroom.
Oh, all right.
So I tried doing that and she didn't like it.
Like you weren't any good, you weren't saying what she wanted to hear or?
Well, she didn't specifically tell me what she wanted to hear. So like I didn't know. So, you know, she said she just wanted it to be spontaneous and like sexy.
Okay. I feel like you and I are cut from the same cloth. Like, spontaneous and sexy isn't in our DNA.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm just, like, so confused, though, because, like, I need some guidance and don't know where else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any suggestions from, like, the ladies in your audience as to, like, what they'd like to hear?
Oh, wow.
So are you asking for the women listening to text or call us and give you suggestions?
No.
Yes.
This is the most random request I think that we've ever gotten. But I appreciate you, Kevin, and I appreciate you thinking about our show when it comes to this.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Kelly, you're a woman.
Yeah, no, not gonna. Uh-uh. I am not. Nope. Not going.
Do you?
Nope, nope. Uh-uh.
Do you?
No. Uh-uh. Kevin,
like
really, really precious that you're coming to us for this, but I would really like to have this conversation off the air.
I feel like I could paraphrase if people were to text, right? We could do that. Because
are you going to put a sexy voice on? Oh, wow. Don't do that. Nope. Don't do that. This is no. Oh, God. See, no, and I feel for Kevin because it's like it sounds like he's tried it.
Okay, so.
And then she criticized him, so that doesn't make him feel safe.
Maybe as
to
Kim.
Try again.
Right. Maybe as Kim suggests via text message, whisper all the chores you did that day.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with that.
I vacuumed.
Yes.
Folded the laundry.
Yes.
Emptied the dishwasher.
Did you vacuum?
I didn't vacuum, but I'll get to
that. Oh, come on!
Sorry, I ruined it.
You did. See?
All right.
You were going so well.
Maybe you have suggestions for poor Kevin, and really for me, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Take
and,
notes,
and any guy within the sound of our voices, right? Kevin messaged us, and then we talked to him. He is asking for help in talking dirty to his wife.
OMG. Andrea is like, I need to go into the office and pretend to be a professional, but I'm just sitting here nervously waiting to see what dirty stuff people send in.
Well, Lisa.
Katie's like, I have absolutely nothing to offer, but I'm here for the suggestions.
Yeah, right. I know. I kind of am too. So Lisa's all like, hey, if a guy talks dirty to me, I'm just going to punch him in the face because it's weird. All right. Well, then there's that. But then we get a random text message that just says, this feels so weird to text. I like being told how good it feels, how dirty
stop
I am.
And stop and stop. And
yeah,
stop and stop
I know.
And
it's
stop
hard
stop
for us to reiterate this.
And stuff like that.
I don't want to be brought into Kevin's bedroom. I don't.
Wanda,
I don't want to be there.
Wanda rolls in. Listen, any listener of ours by the name of Wanda, you know, is going to have some experience under her belt.
Oh my God.
Wanda rolls in, Kevin, honey. Oh, God. Just blank her blank 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 the hair.
Oh, God.
And if she blank blank talk, whisper in her ear, dirty, 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 dirty. LMAO.
No.
All right.
I wonder, you say I say I love you.
Natalie, hey.
I think he should say, like, I've been looking for this all day. I've been, you know, wanting this all day. I'm going to punish you.
I'm going to punish you?
This is not in crime. This is not in any kind of order.
Natalie, I'm blushing. I feel like I'm learning more about you than I wanted.
Oh, I just started OnlyFans. I don't know if I should link.
All right, those are good starts.
I think that's a pretty good start. I think someone else can take over from there.
All right, sounds good. Yes, Natalie, I appreciate you.
Not a problem.
Hey, Tony.
I got advice for Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Kevin learned how to say a few phrases about his wife in French.
Okay, do you have that example?
By myself, no, but merci beaucoup, mademoiselle.
Okay, all right. That sounds very romantic, I guess.
You know, he can actually sing in a low tone voice, and he can learn how to say a few things about her that will be actually not really strong sexual content, but it's in a different language, and with a low tone self mode, it comes out as sexy.
All right, Tony, appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, obviously this has worked for Tony.
I think we're doing it wrong.
I'm going to say to my wife tonight, can I whisper in your ear?
Oh, she's going to punch you, I think.
Brittany texts in and says, I can't even look at myself in the mirror putting my makeup on due to the awkwardness of this right now. Listen, Brittany, we're having to field all these text messages, and how do we edit them in real time?
Oh, God. I just got a text message. If someone starts talking to me in French during all that, I'm kicking them out. I don't know if we're on board with the French.
I got a text from a listener. Just ask if she's been bad. And then follow it with blank, blank, blank.
Stop.
Blank, blank.
Stop. Ashley's like, I'm not even sure what I just walked in on. Yeah, neither are we.
Here's the thing. Kevin, when a listener comes to us for needs in the bedroom, we need to deliver.
Yes, okay. We do have a responsibility to serve our audience, and Kevin's our audience, and we're trying to help him out.
All right, feel good. Kelly Kay.
We need to talk about a woman in New Orleans who paid it forward in a big way when she tipped a waitress $800 after dining at the restaurant. So Keandra knew. She runs an Instagram account she calls Tip a Server, where she sources donations to give back to the servers struggling during the pandemic. So earlier this week, she shocked a server named Ashley by presenting her with a big wad of cash.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, Ashley was in tears. And of course, when something like that happens, you kind of like social distancing goes out the window. They hugged. And Keandra was inspired to launch this whole campaign after feeling frustrated with all the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. It's wreaked havoc on the restaurant industry. So she has been furloughed since March and felt compelled to do something good for others.
Oh, wow.
And she added that she always pays for her own meals and that the $800 tip marked the third tip of server gratuity this month.
Pretty cool.
So despite her own circumstances, she's still trying to pay it forward to others and help others out.
All right, that's good. Feel good. We do these every single hour here throughout the morning. Here's some things you probably missed. Last night, 99.7 DJX, Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik, parents, baby girl. So congratulations to them. The Masked Singer came back.
Dang, I am upset I missed it.
Busta Rhymes, first disguised celebrity eliminated. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, man, seriously?
He was the dragon.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, so he got the boot last night. And I bet you didn't know that America's Got Talent got a winner last night, too.
Oh, they got a winner? Like, yeah. It's done?
Yeah.
Wow.
Brandon Lee.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, he's the first spoken word poet to compete when America's Got Talent was crowned season 15 winner during last night.
So does he get, like, a Las Vegas show? Is that still the prize for that?
I think so. Okay. And I'm also hearing that the Bachelor 2020 finale... that a final choice has been made.
Wait a second, what?
Yeah.
The Bachelor hasn't been airing.
Is this the Bachelor?
You're talking about a finale?
Wait, hang on a second. This is the Bachelor. Is this the Bachelor in America? Maybe there's different Bachelors because it looks like there's a Bachelor out of. Is this Australia?
Yeah, they have Bachelor shows in different countries.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, that because currently we don't have a Bachelor.
Right, I didn't think
so. Or Bachelorette running yet.
I was like, where did I miss this?
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
Well, anybody who cares, Lockie, I guess Lockie's his name, so that should have been my first indicator. chose Irina. So there you go.
That's great. I hope they're going to be together forever and happy and all that's great.
So maybe some things you missed.
Yeah, I did miss that.
Yeah, I missed them all. I missed The Masked Singer.
I am upset I missed The Masked Singer.
Yeah, America's Dang. Got Talent, got a winner, and then The Bachelor Australia.
The Bachelor Australia.
Crikey! Crikey. Uh-huh. Ha! All right, so there you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Okay, so coming up, it's that dive into the past. As someone messaged us, like, earlier this week going, hey, have you guys ever considered playing antique songs on DJX? And I'm like...
Antique songs?
Yeah. I'm like, have you ever heard of Throwback Thursday? Because... We got something for you.
This is kind of like our little antiques roadshow for music, right?
If you will.
If you will.
If you will. So there you go. Your antiques roadshow, a.k.a. known as Throwback Thursday, coming up.
Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Well, we saw this coming.
Based on Kevin. Going up, Kevin.
Hashtag talk dirty, Throwback Thursday.
On that flight that you get on.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Is this the direction we're going? Is it?
Of course. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What is happening with Throwback Thursday this morning?
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
How do you feel? Sugar, now tell me how you want it.
All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Wow. Got a text from Kim. You got to play something by Busta, which, by the way, I knew it was him as soon as he started singing. Oh, from The Masked Singer.
Oh, spoiler alert!
And kind of even keeping with the theme so far.
Yeah, a little.
A little bit. It's
super.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. A couple texts in from listeners that are all like, hey, we need some Smash Mouth because they're calling out radio for talking over our songs.
What?
Have you heard this?
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, Smash Mouth, the band, remember, from Shrek.
Uh-huh.
They're all like, yo, can you stop talking over the blankin' songs? This is an 80s AM radio. You're disrespecting the artists. Do you think they want your stupid voices as their intros? That's one of the reasons All Stars starts off with vocals. Wow. Okay.
That was really funny.
I mean, watch. I can talk over this, too. Listen, my stupid voice can go all over yours. It's all good.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L. You're an All Star.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs played back to back to back to back. You haven't heard in a while. Jennifer rolls in with a request for Kevin on Twitter. Says, I think it's necessary to play I Want to Be Bad by Willa Ford this morning. Hashtag dirty talk. Hashtag preheat that oven. Oh, gosh.
Preheat that oven.
Preheat that oven. That hashtag has me all LOL. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Lexi rolls in with a text. Hey, can you play Hey Ya by Outkast? I'm in the school car rider line waiting to go into school and I want to hear. Yeah, okay, sure. We can kind of do that for you. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. By the way, it's just a bunch of songs you've Play back to back to back to back. It's kind of a Thursday tradition here. Chris rolls in with, how about Smack That by Akon?
Oh my
God. Go with the theme.
For Kevin.
What is happening right now?
Kevin, are you listening?
What is happening right now?
Write this down.
Throwback Thursday. I feel you creep back and watch me smack that. 99.7 EJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. In the middle of Throwback Thursday. Okay. Roxanne. Text. How about Get Low? Just the tip, though, for hashtag you're covered. I like it when we can dedicate entire Throwback Thursdays to, like, one person. And that person today is Kevin.
It's Kevin.
It's Kevin.
It's Kevin's day.
All right, welcome to it. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Anna rolls in. Hey, can we switch things up a little bit and roll into some Fallout Boy? Okay, yeah, sure. Why not?
This one's not for Kevin.
I mean, it could be. If you read into everything deep enough, maybe.
And really, can we acknowledge that this is also for Kevin's wife? She doesn't know it.
She doesn't know it.
It's for her, too.
No, we're dedicating the show to her. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist here on the big 99.7. Shane rolls in. Hey, it'd be cool to hear some Blink 182 and stuff. I mean, I guess we can roll with the pop punk for right now, right?
All the small things. This one is also not dedicated
this
to Kevin.
This is to Kevin.
No, it's not.
This is to... Sorry, Kevin, we can't. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, you got a text message?
Yes, sure did. A nice, wholesome 8th birthday for Braylon. Aww. She wants to hear Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Okay.
We could do that, right?
Sure. Wholesome Katy Perry.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday. Dirty mind. I got filthy ways. Oh, wait. I'm trying to bathe my A-A
in your Milky Way. Uh-oh.
I'm irreverent. I'll be reverent. Sorry, it's, be so far, it's too late.
Wrong song.
It's too late. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist here.
Yeah.
You might been hurt, babe. Guess what? It's gonna be me.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Several requests. Chelsea rolls in. Steve rolls in. They need Cisco Thong Song. I think it's for Kevin, maybe.
It's for Kevin's wife, actually. Okay. I think this is a suggestion for Kevin's wife.
Suggestion for Kevin's wife?
Maybe.
We're learning way too much about their relationship. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday.
Samantha,
yeah.
Is rolling in. Back that thing up. You know, for Kevin.
Oh, for the 99 to 2000.
Uh-huh.
Kevin and Kevin's wife.
I hope he's taking notes.
I hope he's been taking notes this past hour.
Lots of suggestions.
Yep, Throwback Thursday. All right, writing down Call Me Big Daddy. Okay. These are all great notes. Thank you, Juvenile. Thank you.
Wow.
These are great notes. Text from Ryan who says, hey, how about just the tip of Lollipop?
For Kevin.
For Kevin. Yes. Yes, we can give you just the tip of Lollipop. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Pam rolls in. Hey, who's Kevin? I'm late to the game today. All right, just to explain real quick. Kevin had messaged us. He needed help talking dirty to his wife. That sums it up, right?
And he came to us.
As he should.
More specifically to you, though. He came to the listeners. He was asking yeah, for suggestions from the ladies.
Okay. So you guys have been delivering it. So that's good. All right? Throwback Thursday. Again, speaking in French, tips for Kevin. Yeah? Yeah?
Okay.
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Back to back. Songs you haven't heard. Back to back. Someone needed Baby Bieber, so... I mean, not baby Justin Bieber, but old school Justin Bieber. We got you. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Dorothy rolls in. So why doesn't Kevin find out what's her fantasy? Okay. I've kind of enjoyed how this has progressed throughout Throwback Thursday.
It's been a fun saga.
Right. All right, Throwback Thursday. I'm 99.7 DJX. Y'all are on. On a roll here, we'll say. All right? Throwback Thursday, by the way. Got a text from a listener. Well, if things don't work out between Kevin and his wife, maybe he should call me, maybe. Oh, God.
What is happening?
All right, Throwback Thursday. Everybody's all like, hey, what's up with Kevin? And why are we playing songs for Kevin? Well, we played songs for Kevin on Throwback Thursday because he had a little issue where he was having a hard time talking dirty to his wife and so needed some suggestions on what to say, what to do.
And those songs provided a lot of suggestions.
Yeah.
Motivation.
That's right. Motivation, it was... You know, that's one of the amazing things about music. Music can help put into words what maybe you can't.
Yes. So do you think maybe he should, like, put together a little playlist and just let the songs do the talking? Maybe that's the way to go.
Kevin's mixtape?
Yes, Kevin's mixtape.
Maybe
that's what he does.
To player this Throwback Thursday segment.
Maybe no.
All right, anyways, Throwback Thursday. We do it every Thursday morning here, 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Morning. It's 9:12. Kelly there in her home studio, me at the station downtown, which, by the way, if you are needing to access the Central Business District, you are going to have to allow yourself a little bit of time to get through the police checkpoints there as the city is still blocked off with barricades around the Central District. But 2nd and Jefferson, 9th and Chestnut, 8th and Market, and 7th and Broadway to get in. Now, if you're wanting to get out, then you'll have to get out via the checkpoints at 9th and Jefferson, 2nd and Chestnut, 3rd and Market, and 4th and Broadway. I will say I did have some issue getting through at 2nd and Jefferson on the way in this morning. However, got through on Broadway when the officer at the checkpoint recognized my voice and was like, oh, I've been listening to you guys since I was in high school. So I was like, oh, great. Makes me... You're old. Thank you.
That's awesome. Yes. I love that.
Appreciate
I will
it.
Gladly feel like a dinosaur for stuff like that.
Okay. So, yeah. And keep in mind, we're in the middle of the countywide curfew that went into effect last night and will last for about 72 hours. So through Friday night, I believe. But curfew between 9 p.m. and 6:30 a.m., and so you'll just need to plan ahead. I'm sure you all got the alert on your phone last night right around 8 that just was like, hey, you got a curfew coming up in an hour. So, you know, start heading home if you are protesting or, you know, just not to be out unless you're out or you have to be out for work. So kind of keep that in mind as we continue to move move on and hopefully begin the healing process of everything. I know, you know, Kelly and I have shared our feelings here on the show several times already today that it was just going to be a weird show today, like a mix of the random stuff that we normally do. Like, you know, I can't talk dirty to my wife and Throwback Thursday and, you know, that sort of stupid comforting things that you come to expect from our show. And, you know,
we've had a lot of people say that stupid stuff is comforting and that's what they needed today.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Absolutely. And you know, we realize that. And we also realize, you know, we're real people and we're a part of this community too. And, you know, when the community is in pain and the community is in need of healing, then, you know, we want to be a part of that and we want to help and we want to be a part of that healing process. So again,
and there's pain for lots of reasons. Like there are a lot of people in pain about a lot of things. So, yeah, we're just going to try to help you get through.
If you want to, you know, our text line is always open. I know it's easier sometimes to text because, you know, you feel like you can just say what you feel on a text message rather than having to actually talk to someone, which, you know, I think talking to people are great. It's a great way to let your feelings be expressed. But then, you know, also listening is very important in this time too, and listening why there's pain and listening why, you know, people are hurting. And I think that is a way that, that we can begin that healing process. But as I said, you can always text us 502-571-9970 and let us know how you're doing, because we're part of this community. We care about you and we care about Louisville. It's our home. Get to us via text message if you want. 502-571-9970. Get to a text from Victoria, who says, love that you guys speak from a place of sincere concern and sensibility about the serious stuff, even restores my faith in humanity a little bit. Yeah. You know, like we said, it's we do well in the arena of being idiots, but we are also human beings. And, you know, when the city is hurting, you know, we do too. So it is good.
And that makes it difficult on days like this to kind of do what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to fight through our own emotions.
And then, you know, we get text messages from people like Daniel, who said, hey, I'm doing good, but just give me a shout out. Okay. Thanks, Daniel.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
There you go.
Appreciate you. So, yeah, you know, with that, we will give you balance. So how about a setting the bar story coming up here next?
Bad life choices. Yes.
Yeah. Small examples of what not to do. And honestly, this story makes me uncomfortable to think that this could even happen.
We've been uncomfortable a lot today, so that is par for the course.
All right, so let's roll it after Halsey on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Okay, so setting the bar stories, we give these stories to you just about every single day, just as small examples of what not to do. Okay, I didn't even know that this was a thing. But if you can manage to make it through the day without recycling, a.k.a. washing and repackaging, birth control that's been used, you're doing okay.
How? What specifically, sir?
Condoms.
Because there are lots of different forms.
Yep, it's the male birth control, it's condoms, and a factory in Vietnam has been busted apparently for recycling more than 320,000 used ones.
How do you do that? Are they sending it back to the factory?
I don't know.
How do they get them?
I don't know. There are so many different questions with this, but apparently they have washed and repackaged these and resold them and then just got busted. Now, listen, I understand.
Stop.
I'm a big proponent of recycling. I'm a big proponent of not throwing away trash when you can recycle it, but this... Ugh.
There are some things you don't recycle. This is what this. I'm gonna put this at the top of the list.
This is. Yeah, I was gonna say, if there's a list of things that you don't recycle, maybe this is at one or two.
This is the number one. I just put it to the top of the list.
Okay, so yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without recycling used condoms, God, it's hard to say. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Again, how is this even possible? Who's?
I don't know.
Like Kelly, who's finishing up with them and going, oh, well, you know what? I could just throw it away. Or?
Or I'll mail it back to the factory. I don't understand how they get it.
I don't know that either.
I don't.
All right, so that's setting the bar. Oh, gosh. On 99.7 DJX. Man, Jason Derulo has been coming up a lot on the show here today on 99.7 DJX. And it all started with Kevin, a listener who had written us and then was allowed to actually talk to us earlier in the show about the fact that he can't dirty talk his wife.
Well, his wife is just apparently not enamored with his choices.
Yeah, she's not receptive. The oven's not getting...
like, hey, I need a new game.
Yeah, the oven's not getting properly warmed up. So he reached out to us and was like, hey, do you got any suggestions on how I approach this? And wow, did we get responses.
We did. And we at one point we were talking French and... Weird. Which I think we all agreed, maybe no.
Well, anyways, if you want to listen back to that or you want to hear anything else from the show, you can always jump in on the podcast up at WDJX.com. Click listen and you can get the full show. You can hear it all from start to finish, or you can, you know, without the commercials, without the music and stuff, just us. Or you can hear the different segments like the free therapy. Like, you know, the setting the bar stories and things like that.
Dive all in.
Dive all in. All right. That'll about do it for us. It's You Laugh, You Lose tomorrow. And again, I find myself in the hole two games behind Kelly. So, you know, I'll try to eke my way into fighting distance within the lead there tomorrow. As
I feel like last week was maybe the first legitimate win where I didn't like do myself in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think I legit made you laugh last week.
Well, that's good.
At least chuckle mildly.
Yes, I mildly chuckled, but that's a laugh.
That was enough.
So, and that was enough to do it. So, anyways, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.